about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If I could just talk to you for a couple of minutes, Anthony. I know you don't want people to think what they think about you. Is that the kind of rapper you want to be in this country? Do you think you survive in prison? This doesn't give you street cred.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
It's breakfast time. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. It's breakfast time.
A lot of people are very curious why I'm a lesbian. Ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Entourage.
Oh my God!
Boom! Suck it!
And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah! I'm excited. I'm like seriously excited. I'm kind of shy, but mostly excited.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is it Brenny?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Everyone should quit being a faker.
Roll another one.
You should put the thumb in my butt.
What?
Just like the other one.
I close my eyes and I eat it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
She seemed hairy to me.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's a lot of beef.
Right?
Roll another one.
Do they have like stem cell for like penis size?
Just like the other one.
That's amazing.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Alfonso's right.
And I don't have another cent.
And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You're right.
Just pass it around.
That's great goddamn radio.
And the phone got that joint, my friend.
Hit it, Steve. And now...
Oh, ha-ha. Teenage drug use, that's great fodder for comedy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
Brand new Walking Dead show?
Yeah. Contagion.
Friday morning, the 7th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, how are you?
Feeling great, Kevin.
Oh, good.
How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. You, Jensen?
This is where it turns onto me, right?
Well, yeah.
The minute you guys feel
Allie
well.
Allie and I both had the flu.
Yeah.
Have had the flu for the last 8 days, 9 days.
Yeah.
And Jensen somehow is not.
Yeah, and Destiny's shown signs.
Power 106
Sport Op. Power 106 Sport Op has shown signs, but has not broken.
Well, but we can't tell because she's so stoic. She doesn't ever move.
She also sneezes into her sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Like, she'll bring it up so that no one else sees. She's like the person in the movie that got infected by, like, the, you know, the monkey, but she doesn't want other people
yes.
to know she has it.
And elephant in the room, she's wearing a Yankees hat.
Right.
She can't be trusted.
Wow. Right.
It's pure evil.
Wow.
So evil doesn't get sick.
My character would be the one who coughs into a handkerchief
right,
and then looks down,
blood.
Sees the blood,
yeah.
and then puts it in my pocket because I don't want you guys to know.
So you think that Allie and I are going to, in the end, we're going to be better than both of you?
Well, at some point soon, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what happens.
Awesome.
Two a-holes get sick.
Right.
They bring
oh.
it to work.
But, by the way, one a-hole, Dr. Drew.
That's true.
Brings
yeah.
it to work.
Yeah.
And two a-holes get sick.
Yeah. And then those two a-holes can feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But then they almost keep their germs in the space.
Which they
and,
do.
And then I suck it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give it to Destiny. And then Destiny and I are both out for months.
Listen,
months.
I stayed home.
Ellie was home 3 days.
And
yeah.
I finished my antibiotics. I was told I was no longer contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Did I know that simple sentences would become an issue? Did I know that the joy that you bring me, Jensen,
mm-hmm.
and I in turn laugh, would then cause a severe cough? I didn't know, Jensen.
Mm.
So if you weren't fun.
Right.
You wouldn't hear any of
it's
this.
His fault.
Thank you.
You're victim blaming.
Well,
I like it.
I appreciate the terms, human tea kettle. But what I do know is that eventually you both
uh-huh.
will feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
And I will be facing pure
the,
hatred.
A lifetime
of the flu.
Pure hatred.
How are you feeling now? Temperature?
I'm still
good.
Strong.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had a bit of stomach issues today,
which
have nothing to do with you. Has to do with being Jewish.
Okay.
And so now I move forward and stay strong.
Okay.
All right. I think we can do this.
Mm-hmm. And Destiny over there with her Yankees hat said she is going to go home right after the show and sleep for the whole
weekend.
Did
we make her take the Yankee hat off?
It's so upsetting.
Have another hat?
It's so upsetting. Do you have a Power 106 hat or something in your car?
Do you have a Nick Cannon in the Morning hat or shirt or Mickey Ficky Mix shoes or something? No?
Listen, we're talking to a person. You just can't hear her because she will not make a noise.
Correct. I'm proud of both you guys, though. I think that you guys stuck through it. And I think that
we did our best.
You've come out better.
Thank you, Jensen.
And yesterday, people loved the Alley remixes.
We will get into those.
Big hits.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Well, the reason why I'm not eating my own mattress is because I ate my mattress already.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
We do have Alley's new singing career.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Which if you didn't see it yesterday or hear it yesterday, we will be able to recap that for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who ate dog food for a month.
But wait,
it's a new diet that Jensen's doing.
Actual dog food?
Yeah.
It's actual dog food.
Wet or dry?
Both.
Does it matter?
A little bit.
Okay. It actually does, but it's both. Yeah, he made sure to hit both. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dear.
The Las Vegas sex doll brothel.
Yeah.
That's quite a story.
Hello.
Animal stories on the show today.
Yeah.
Weekend movies with the Movie Man.
Okay.
Excellent.
The stupidest fights that you've ever gotten in. I'm going to ask you about that today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two music features. We have That's My Jam and mm-hmm. Keep It 100. And then we also have your tickets for System of a Down as well.
Too much.
We'll take a break.
Let's not do all that.
We'll come back with what's happening next. Allie McKay.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Ryan.
What's happening?
Oh.
Play that again. I don't think it got.
Sorry.
What's happening?
There we go.
Thanks, sir.
John.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Little John.
Oh, was it?
You do a pretty good impression of Little John.
Yeah.
That was better than you normally do. You usually sound like the Kool-Aid man.
True. So is Little John, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah, that's good.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Now do step into a Slim Jim.
Step into a Slim Jim.
All right.
That's pretty good.
I like
pretty
it.
Good. Oh no.
Oh dear.
Shouldn't be pushing you to. Yeah.
Guys,
that
come on.
Yeah.
I'm just right. getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I want to give you something.
Mm.
You're up early. You're listening. You may be thinking, oh, I have to work this early. This sucks. I wish I had something fun to do tonight. At least that would keep me going.
Wow. Oh, geez. Wow, it got dark. Wow.
It's a real sad existence.
So you
want to
stay alive by doing something tonight?
Yeah, right. Here's what you're going to do.
That's sad.
You're going to go to K-Rock Guys Night Out because it's back at the Bicycle Casino and Hotel. It's Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
It is, technically.
You can come hang with Kevin, Beer Mug Dave, the King of Mexico, and DJ Omar Khan. You can RSVP to play poker with them at thebike.com. But how about right now? You give a call, 1-800-520-1067. You have to be 21 years or older to win this. Let's make it easy on Ruben. Caller 5 right now, 1-800-520-1067. You are going to get to hang with Kevin, Beer Mug, Dave, the King of Mexico, DJ Omar Khan, and I'm throwing in $200
Whoa.
In poker chips to use.
All right.
You're playing with the house money.
I like it.
You can't afford not to win this. Right?
That's what we're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really fun. Loads of free prizes, including 106 pairs of lift tickets to K-Rock Storm's Bear Mountain. That is going down later this month, featuring Lovely the Band. And we're going to have tickets to Monster Jam.
I don't care.
You should care, Ray J.
Okay.
And in case you don't win, again, RSVP now at thebike.com. It's really fun, you guys.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Thank you again for that. You ever think about getting a face tattoo?
Sure. Wouldn't that be awesome if I came in with a face tattoo?
I would give anything. I would give up.
That would be great.
Anything.
Would you give Adler away, like to me?
Oh,
no,
boy.
Don't
could
be
I
ridiculous.
Forever?
For 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Let's not be ridiculous.
For 2 hours.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What would my face tattoo be?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I know exactly what it would be.
Yeah.
It would be just like Gucci Mane's. You'd have an ice cream cone on your face.
Oh,
yes.
Well.
Yes.
perfect for you, and perfect. It's a good reference to a rapper and another face tattoo.
I like it.
Although we did learn that his favorite food is lasagna.
Oh, lasagna on your face.
It's true, by the way. No, lasagna would look terrible.
No, lasagna
in a
pan.
But like a little drip of like cheese, like it on a fork.
Fork, I like
and
better.
Then a little drip like of cheese
that
coming
off.
It
goes right down to my mouth.
Well, I mean, that's something that you might want to think about in terms of
look, we're
not
just
lasagna.
Spitballing here.
Yeah. How about...
I get where you're going. I don't like it.
What about... Try to think of other... Like, oh, I have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Friends logo under your
eye.
Well, then I under each eye.
Under. Oh, right.
Yeah, it'd be half and half, I think.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What about you, Jensen?
What would I get?
Have you ever thought about a face tattoo?
No. I mean, I have a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
But I've never thought about anything beyond the arms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you did get a face tattoo,
mm-hmm.
what would it be?
Probably my face.
That's
on
funny.
On your face? Like Inception face?
Yes. Like wow. my
like
my face under, like a little small face
yeah.
of me under my eye. So you're seeing two of me.
Has no one gotten their own face on their face?
I don't think so. No.
I don't think
That's
so. That would be unique.
To me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Jensen, can we make you an appointment this weekend?
No, please don't.
Okay. Fabulous.
You're going to make it yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Around 1 p.m.?
I'm not telling the time because I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Well, Post Malone has added a new tattoo to his face. He did it Wednesday night backstage at a show at Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Tattoo artist Ruben Reza of Junction City Tattoo uploaded a bunch of pictures on his Instagram of him giving Posty his latest ink. What is it, you ask?
You got any pretzels?
It is
that
not
would be
a
awesome.
Pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
It is a saw blade on his cheek with red blood.
Oh!
So it's like the saw blade caught something and now it's bleeding. Here's why it's so interesting. This is his only tattoo on his face with color. So this one's really going to stand out, you guys.
Hmm. Hmm. Hey, by the way, getting another tattoo on your face is completely different from getting the first.
The first one. Absolutely.
No one really has one.
Right.
No. This is...
You can't stop.
Truly. No. He's covering his whole face. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Is it a good tattoo?
Yeah.
I assume he goes to good people.
I would assume. Yeah. It's intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not chill.
Yeah. Oh, a saw blade with blood dripping off it isn't chill?
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's intense.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. Mm-hmm. Do we need any more of these shows? Apparently we do.
What shows?
The Masked Singer judge Ken Jeong is branching out with his own music game franchise at Fox. The former Community and Dr. Ken star is going to host and executive produce I Can See Your Voice, a music-based guessing game in which the contestants will have to distinguish good singers from bad ones. Here's the twist.
Wait, what?
Here's the twist. Without ever hearing a note.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Are they a good singer or a bad singer, but you don't hear them sing yet?
That sounds like an idea you throw out and then everybody goes, no, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change it to something good.
It gets dumber.
How?
A panel of celebrity judges and a music superstar will help contestants navigate through rounds of lip sync challenges, hidden clues, and true or false evidence. The singer whom the contestant picks will then perform a duet with the music star, resulting in either an amazing collaboration or a total train wreck.
Total train wreck?
Listen.
You're in for that. For
listen,
sure.
Everyone. Ken Jeong. Great guy. Good friend of the show.
Yep.
Good friend of mine.
Yep.
Don't think I'm going to watch that show.
Okay.
Exciting story.
But that sounds awful.
Your voice.
But I do love him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can love him and hate the show idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That is happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Some birthdays for you guys. I mean, we saw him at Weenie Rose. Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit. Mm-hmm. Eddie Izzard, James Spader, Chris Rock, and Ashton Kutcher. And that's what's happening.
Your pet is a dick. Next. I only made a noise that I'm pretty sure is ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
I don't understand it. Or.
As godly as it comes.
Like angelic?
Thank you.
Well, let's let people judge. This is her with. She's got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
She's losing her voice, mm-hmm. and she's laughing as hard as she can. And it came out like this. I don't.
It's so crazy.
It is something.
It seems like that noise is not possible to come
like
out of a human.
It's like a NASCAR turning mm-hmm. and braking.
And your tea is ready.
Yes.
Correct. Wow. So then we started putting it with songs mm-hmm. late in the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. CSI Miami. You know mm-hmm. how they say those things? You want to deliver? Can someone deliver a line so I can play this?
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look. Okay. Glasses down. I have to pull my glasses. Mm-hmm. Okay, remember that. Looks like someone paid the price.
All right, that didn't work great. Okay.
It's in there. It's in there.
It is in there. And then we thought, what about Crisscross?
Wow.
Hot hip hop.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Uh huh.
What about Billie Eilish?
I wanna end me. I wanna end me.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I feel like that's the OG, because that's one that when I made the sound, Beer Mug was like, wait a minute. That's
when you
a
made
Billie
that sound,
sound,
we all were looking at each other like, what's happening right yeah. now?
And by the way, it's happened a few times.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a one-time occurrence.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's fascinating. Like, again, I don't know how a human being can make that noise.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you.
We did put it on our Instagram at Kevin Mornings. Mm-hmm. And then we thought, hey, you know what that reminds us of?
Were you trying to get crazy with this scene? Don't you know I'm loco?
I mean, come on.
I love that Bobo from Cypress Hill was like, that's the greatest ever.
Who was it that asked for a remix? Is it the Crystal
the
Method?
The Crystal Method was
Crystal
a remix.
Method.
They on Instagram were like, time to do our song.
What? Crazy. And then how about House of Pain? To hear Jensen's laugh, but it's on the beat.
It's on the beat.
Who knew songs had that annoying of a noise? It never really occurred to me.
I'm sorry?
I've heard the song 1,000 times, but...
I'm sorry?
It just doesn't stand out.
Annoying.
No, not you. I'm saying the song.
Right.
Like the cry of a baby dying.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I don't know that it's a cry of a baby dying.
No.
It's kind of what it sounds like. I mean,
it's a lovely tea kettle.
No, it's definitely not lovely.
Is it a lovely tea kettle?
No.
Here, one. Do we know what they made that noise with the first time?
I would assume maybe like they were punching a horse in the face.
Oh
over
my
and over
God.
Or something like
that's
that.
A good assumption.
Just live. Ow. Hitting it as hard as they could.
Because that fits, but we sort of discovered it on the fly. I don't know what they would have used in the first place.
And you have bronchitis? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it's all stemming from. I have a lung infection that is making breathing not easy, and then when I start to laugh, it's just I'm gasping for air. Mm-hmm. I could die at any minute.
That makes this segment much less funny.
Oh, no. I'm glad
no,
I could bring
I
you guys
No, I think it's good
joy.
Because, yeah, it's her death will mean something. Because
thank you.
In the future, when we hear,
were you trying to get crazy with this scene?
We'll think of you.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh, remember Allie? She was great. Sad to see her go.
I'm still here.
I mean, I'm just saying. That's
okay,
what,
yeah,
you know.
That's what you'll say.
Mm-hmm.
If that anything, sounds... it sounds like someone paid the price.
We have your tickets to System of a Down with Korn and Faith No More. They just added another show as well, May 23rd. It's May 22nd. Now it's May 23rd as well. You can buy those tickets today at 10 a.m. if you didn't go to the presale.
Excellent.
Allie, what do you got for us?
Well, there's going to be a brand new concourse at LAX. Supposedly this year.
The construction has been going on forever.
It's insane. Yeah.
We need the hospital builders in Wuhan to come here and finish LAX.
Could happen in 10 days.
Yes.
It's true. It's a $1.6 billion concourse that's going to connect to the Tom Bradley International Terminal by way of a 1,000-foot tunnel. So it's a big undertaking. But here's what LAX needed earlier in the week. They put a call out. Hey, guys, we need volunteers. Volunteers?
Volunteers?
For what? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you want to act like an out-of-control passenger or a parent with kids in meltdown mode. They essentially need actors to go through the terminal through obstacles and see how they respond to it. So you're
what are you talking about?
So it's like a test run.
It's a test run.
So they want to see if it's possible for people to walk through the tunnel to the other
terminal. You're acting like there's not going to be people in wheelchairs. Young people racing to the gate.
That's all a given.
Elderly people that you got to get around. Oh, no. Bob and weave. Bob and weave.
So
just like every other terminal.
You would think, yeah. Kevin. But they put out a plea. We need 500 people.
500 people?
To come out to the newest concourse and behave badly or sickly.
How did I not get this?
Feebly. Mm. It's all part of the readiness drill to make sure that the upcoming midfield satellite concourse will be safe and passenger ready once it opens up this summer. I mean, sounds pretty easy, right?
Well, I mean, I would assume so. I don't understand anything about this story.
Mm-mm. Well, What an incredible coup if you're like an actor in L.A. and you're like just looking for that big role and then you get this.
Is that a coup?
Yeah. People selected for the test will be emailed scenarios the day before they're supposed to appear. So like you get your call sheet and you're like, oh, who am I playing? Ooh, I'm an elderly man that seems to walk with a limp to the left. I don't know if that's one of the things.
I hope everybody in that just throws down at some point. Someone makes them all mad.
And there's an
actual
hysteria,
chaos.
Like a Royal Rumble.
Yes, wow. Royal Rumble.
Wow.
All 500 people.
Well, they're looking for the right demographic mix, seniors, the disabled, families, etc. People to replicate a standard passenger flow. The test will take place up to 6 weeks before the concourse is set to open.
Why don't you eliminate this time and open it earlier?
They got to test it, Kevin.
Are they testing it or are they doing a publicity video?
Like a flash mob?
Teach them a dance.
No, they're going to video it, and then they're going to say, hey, look at this, our new terminal.
You're a guy who's very late for your flight, but you also love that one Bruno Mars song,
right.
And we're going to teach you how to dance.
And you're dying for a sandwich.
Does it say payment?
Well, here's
good
the thing,
question.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
You do it. Acting is its own reward.
Mm-hmm. It's not for publicity, I'll tell you that much.
Got me to laugh quite a bit. Anyone who signs up will have a chance to be the first to set foot inside the new concourse, kind of like being the first car to drive on the 405 or the first Expo Line passenger. Okay, all those things suck. Nobody wants that. So you're asking,
what will
you be paid?
Am I like a tunnel intern?
What will you be paid?
That's a good question. What will you be? You're asking us to guess?
Yeah.
I mean,
did it give us a full-time range?
Half a day.
Half a day.
Half a day.
How much do extras get?
Let's say that's 6 hours.
Okay.
It'll be more than 6 hours, I believe.
I don't think it's 12 hours. I would hope not.
Depends on the riot. But how much do extras get paid?
A couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred bucks a day?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess they get paid the same.
Would you?
Let's say $200.
$200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So $200 times 500
is a ton of money.
Is a ton of money for LAX to spend.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
it's 10 grand. It's not that much considering.
True, yeah. They just built a tunnel.
Yeah. That's why instead of paying them, you're going to get a beverage and a meal.
A bag of peanuts?
Possibly.
Does the meal come from the plane?
Oh, yeah.
No!
Everything about this is horrible. But here's the thing. Christine clicked on it to put in all her information just to see what came up. You got a ton of information. Mm-hmm. Your U.S. driver's license, passport numbers, everything.
Oh, yeah, they need to know all that.
They want to make
sure. So you can try out a tunnel.
They want to make sure that you're, on the up and up.
For a bag of peanuts.
Here's what she got back. Thank you for your interest in volunteering to test the new midfield satellite concourse. Due to the overwhelming response from the community, it has been closed, but we truly appreciate your interest and support. They had too many people signing up to go and walk around and be like, I'm playing an old man.
That
Who
is
are
insane.
You playing? I'm playing somebody quick and nimble running to my flight.
They have to bring a suitcase and all that? They have to drag it? What's that? Why?
It's so dumb. But again, overwhelming response. They don't need any more volunteers. Volunteers.
So stupid. That makes me angry that people would just be like, I'm going to give up half my day for
How did they get that to happen?
I don't know. Did
you not hear I said a beverage and a
yes,
meal?
Yes, I heard you.
You know
Come
what character
on.
I would want to play?
Who?
Guy who stands up right when you land.
Oh.
I hate that guy.
I hate that guy. Or not only guy who stands up.
I don't think you're
going
to get on the plane, though. This is just to try out the tunnel.
You don't. But also, not only guy who stands up, it's lady in the back that yells, I have a connecting flight. Like no one else on the plane has a connecting flight.
Oh, I have another character.
Yes.
Guy who claps when you land like it's not the guy's normal job.
See, I love those people.
No, what? Also not a character.
I love the clappers.
It depends. Are you going to Vegas or not? That makes all the difference.
Honestly, you are flying through a tube in the air.
Right.
The fact that you land safely...
You should applaud that.
Then people should applaud us when we walk out of this. Well, no one would do that. Never mind. I was going to say it's our normal job, so people just applaud normal jobs.
I mean, lately, though, we should be applauded for just making it through the day.
That's true.
The world famous K-Rock. K-Rock. Allie in the morning with Allie and Jensen.
Allie McKay, what's happening?
It's chaos.
Chaos. Allie McKay, what's happening?
What exactly is happening?
It's fine. We don't. Let's be honest. We didn't know where Kevin is. He's walking in now. He could tell us where he was.
Yeah, that would be a great situation.
Where were you?
Kevin, where exactly were you when
you
were
go?
Starting the show?
I was in my car.
What, you were in your car?
Yeah.
Doing what?
It's a long story.
We got time.
I mean, we have time.
No, just getting medicine for my head.
I mean, that could not have sounded more like a lie. Getting medicine for my head.
Okay. I had medicine in my car. I couldn't find it. I didn't know where it was. I was like, I know it's here. I put it here somewhere.
Kevin.
And then Dave looked out the door. He's like, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
You missed it. I tried.
What did I miss?
I said, Allie, what's happening? It was weird early, and then Destiny hit a commercial ending or something.
Oh, no.
It was chaos without you.
Oh, that's a bad sign if it's chaos without me. Because I feel like I'm the agent of chaos.
To be honest, Allie and I both looked at each other straight up in the eyes, and there was a moment where we went, is he dead? We both had a quick set, and then I was caught off guard. Everyone just, it felt weird.
Sorry, everyone.
No, it's all right.
It's okay. It's okay. But I was just, I'm happy you're here.
I got my DayQuil. Okay, go ahead.
Because
goddamn Kevin.
Yeah, sorry.
Hit it, Steve.
You couldn't have done this without me?
No. That's why I was so upset. I'm like, where's Kevin? Months after the 25th anniversary of its launch, the cast of the iconic comedy series Friends is expected to return for that unscripted reunion special.
Oh, that's going to be so great.
We're now hearing the numbers, you guys.
Of what they're paying them?
Yeah. The six stars will be paid in the $3 to $4 million range each for appearing in the special. That special, by the way, isn't a reboot.
No.
It isn't a scripted special. It's a one-hour special where they're basically talking about being on Friends. $3 to $4 million for...
Did you say a one-hour special?
One-hour special. Basically, it's like going on The View.
Right.
And talking about your show. And they're being paid...
Wait. They're not doing a show?
No!
They're just talking about being on the show?
Yes. It's a reunion of the people on the show.
Oh, my God.
Talking about the show.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
That was a dumb idea.
Will this end the nonsense?
No, it will only reignite
what?
It.
See, here's where I question that. So Marta Kauffman and David Crane both said, quote, we will not be doing a reunion show, and we will not be doing a reboot. The show was about that time in life when friends are your family.
Right.
A reboot? No.
Okay.
It's not going to beat what we did. We did the show we wanted to do. We got it right, and we put a bow on it.
I was thinking that last night when about 200 listeners tweeted that at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking there's no way it could live up to that kind of hype because it literally has been talked about every day since.
Yeah.
So what they do, it can't live up to that hype.
I think if people know going in, listen, this is just an hour special where they'll probably play some clips, talk about some great memories, and then put it to bed. Do you think people can put it to bed?
Absolutely not.
Really?
This will only...
Why?
Because the ratings will come out, or the numbers will come out. It'll be an event watch.
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be for HBO Max.
Sure. It'll be an event watch. They'll get so many subscriptions, and then HBO goes back into their pockets and picks up something else from them.
You think?
Also, this is just going to be a bunch of people sitting around the Central Perk set. It's so obvious.
Just talking. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course,
congratulations, everybody. You got what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Help launch the upcoming streaming platform HBO Max, where the Friends library is one of the main attractions. I mean, they shelled out $425 million for the rights to Friends to be on HBO Max. That's an insane amount of money, you guys.
I'm not sure anyone cares that much about this version of it. just sitting around.
Just talking about what it used to be like.
It's a DVD commentary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That they're getting paid between $3 and $4 million.
Oh, no, I don't blame them for doing it. They get paid that in an hour?
Amazing.
You're going to give me $3 million for an hour?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you think Jennifer Aniston's like, I mean...
Probably doesn't need it.
No,
well,
she does not need it.
I mean, she just made $40 million for the Apple TV Plus show that she does, morning show. And her smart water and her itchy eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got money coming out the wazoo.
So the rest of the friends are like, come on, do it for the team.
You know Chandler Bing's like...
Yeah, Matt Perry's like, come on.
That's his name.
Gotta do this.
Can we let this go?
No.
No, never really. Like
but I'm saying after this.
By the way.
As a nation, can we let it go?
They haven't signed yet.
Oh,
they're just close to signing. So I'll do the story again once they have officially signed. And we get the exact numbers.
I wish I was in my car.
Guys, John Mulaney is going to be back hosting SNL February 29th.
Yay!
That is a funny, funny nerd.
He is the best, a funny man. David Byrne, also appearing in Sack Lunch Bunch with John Mulaney, will be the musical guest. By the way, him hosting means that he has hosted an SNL episode in each of the last three seasons. That's a lot of John Mulaney right there.
Yeah, former head writer there and now goes back.
I didn't know he was a former head writer.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. The best stories that came out of him being the head writer were that he would change... the Stefan sketches while Stefan was doing.
Oh, is that
while Bill Hader was up there? He would be changing the script as he's sitting there just to F with Bill Hader.
Is that why Bill Hader lost it so much?
Lose it so
that
many
makes
times
perfect
because,
sense.
Yeah, because
they used to have like different versions of cue cards.
Amazing.
That makes one perfect sense. Yeah.
I love it so very much. Well, what about the next weekend? March 7th.
Is it all of them together?
No. Oh. Even better. Daniel Craig, you guys.
All right.
Daniel Craig.
Can't wait for that movie.
Plus, The Weeknd will be the special guest. I like it. Mm-hmm. This weekend's installment, by the way, of SNL features RuPaul as the host with Justin Bieber.
I love it!
The musical guest. So, congrats to you guys. Some birthdays for you. Ashton Kutcher, Chris Rock, James Spader, Eddie Izzard, and Wes Borland. And that's what's happening.
You guys ever eaten dog food?
What?
As a kid,
have you ever eaten dog food, right?
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. As a kid, I totally was like, Heidi, what's that taste like? And Heidi's like, you're weird.
Well, you're feeding your dog. Yeah. You assume it's safe for them.
Yeah. By the way, I was playing the part of Heidi, my dog, telling me I was weird.
You were, yeah.
Yeah.
Same voice as yours, though.
Absolutely.
Dry food?
Oh, it was dry, yeah.
Did you ever try wet food?
Oh, God, no.
Moist?
No.
Well, then you have nothing in common with a man named Mitch Felderhoff out of Texas who decided to prove a point that no one asked him to prove. You see, he's the president of Munster Milling. It's a company out of Texas that manufactures pet food, and he decided to eat only his brand's dog food.
Okay.
For 30 straight days.
Wait, you can do that?
Well, I mean, he did it.
I guess he did it.
I don't know if that means you can do it, but he was trying to prove a point.
Which is that this food is good for your pets?
Well,
by him eating it?
Alongside his wife and dog, Roxy, he made this plan for a reason.
He made his wife do it?
No. They just watched him do it. They ate normal food and laughed at him. Here's Mitch explaining it for himself.
So what prompted me to want to eat dog food for 30 days? Well, I think it's a little naive to say I want to. But what we do want to do is we wanted to prove that we believe in what we do.
What's with the drumming?
We're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first.
That's a jazz band with a guy that overdrums.
Yeah, the movie Whiplash is on in the background. So he ate their freeze-dried beef, their freeze-dried elk.
I think he really did, though.
Yes.
Or is he just going,
the
look,
YouTube
it's my product.
Video, there's a ton of YouTube videos of him eating it.
For real?
For reals. Chicken dog meatballs was his favorite one.
I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Ew, chicken dog.
Except for the word dog.
Meatball?
Yeah, he eats it out of a dog bowl a lot. Like, he actually.
Come on now.
This is his king.
That's his plate, and he brings it up to his mouth.
No.
All right.
And not only did this maniac take the challenge himself, he forced some of his friends to join.
My friend Crystal here is going to enjoy some dog food with me today. Right, Crystal?
Sure.
All right, I got a snack buddy. So we're going to snack on some of our perfect balanced grain-free whitefish. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, happier. Ready?
Should make her bark.
One, two, three.
Nope.
It's not that bad.
What do you think?
It's not that bad.
Is it great?
Sure.
That was the biggest sure lie ever.
Yeah,
sure.
Because she said it's not that bad. Yeah. That was her reaction. Yeah. Which means that she expected it to be horrible.
Crud.
Here's my question about this. Like, I would think, okay, if this was just a dog owner that was like, I want to make sure that what my dog is eating is good enough for humans. This is the guy that owns the company.
Yes.
F him.
What?
Thank you.
Meaning he can profit by a lot more than...
This is all publicity for his company.
Yeah, yes. Agreed, but he should have picked a better partner than that last one.
Right.
Yeah, Crystal, not that Crystal bad. Didn't sell it.
He gets his kids to eat the dog food also.
He doesn't.
He does, and after 2 weeks, he's lost how many pounds, do you guys think?
Oh, he's losing weight on the dog food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm listening.
All right.
2 weeks, how much do you think he's lost?
14 pounds.
Okay.
20 pounds.
He's lost 15 pounds, basically right in your alley. And he was grilling up dog patties, meatballs. It appeared in the video that he was having...
Stop saying dog patties.
It's what it's called.
It sounds like you're saying he's cooking up dogs.
I mean, would it be better?
Yes.
No!
He was having a pretty good time, but it wasn't all positive. And on one day, they filmed a lot of dog... they filmed him for hours, and he had to keep eating it. Because it's like Ali said, it's a bit of a commercial.
Yeah.
So this is what he faced because of that.
I probably ate the equivalent of about 3 pounds of meat.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of leftovers, just in general, and so I ate it all. And I paid the price at 2:30 in the morning that night.
Okay.
It set off a light bulb that, you know, how often do we do this to our dogs? That dogs can have issues in the middle of the night, and most of you have seen that happen.
This is a teachable moment.
Yeah,
man is talking about pooing himself.
Pooing himself, yeah, just like a dog.
Wow.
It's funny, too, because in a lot of the interviews, he actually stops talking and you can hear his stomach growling from the microphone, which made me laugh a lot. He claims that everyone has the same question for him. I would have guessed the question was, why aren't you an insane asylum? But here's his claim of what the question is.
A lot of people want to know, what's the most disgusting thing you've eaten so far? I took our Heart Strong beef meal topper and I took our elk meal topper and I mixed them with about 5-6 ounces of water and shook them up and I drank it. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever drank in my life.
Oh. This doesn't make me want to feed it to my dog.
It was basically a dog smoothie.
Oh.
Made of elk. But here he is going into week three, back to things looking up.
So it's week three, finally getting into a groove. Feels, oddly enough, pretty normal. Not gonna lie, I feel pretty fantastic throughout the day, with the exception of really missing the flavor of the normal food that we could eat.
Yeah. By the way, when someone says I'm not going to lie, it's generally a lie.
Yeah.
It's hard to chew and digest. It contains heart and liver, which our normal food doesn't.
Oh.
It's basically just parts. But he swears that if it's purposed correctly, it's not so bad. And he proves it by successfully getting through the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
How many pounds does he end up losing after 30 days?
26.
20.
Allie, eerily close at 25 pounds he lost after 30 days. It's the leanest he's
been. Have you done this, Allie?
I know. What's going on? What weird diets have you been on? It's the leanest he's been since senior year in high school, and now he's free. So he taped his 31st day, and here he is with his family talking about what he's learned after 30 days of dog food.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
You're stupid.
I'm kidding. He's awaiting his final doctor results, and overall, it seems to have been okay for him. This month-long feat culminated with a charity event, so that's good.
Yeah.
Charity event.
Sure.
He covered the first $100 for every adoption over a week at Operation Kindness, a no-kill shelter in Carrollton, Texas.
Well, good for him.
All right.
Yeah, so
finally, a part of the story I like.
I ask, we've had Muggs on a juice cleanse, part of a commercial he's been doing for quite some time. Muggs, would you go on the dog food diet? Mm-hmm. He's getting it. Would you?
I totally would.
Ah.
You think he hasn't?
We could easily set that up. I wonder if we could get this this company to sponsor him. Maybe we should ask the CEO. Should we ask him?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
Oh,
okay.
He's in. Yeah.
Sounds like you got him.
You can send it to us? Okay. All right. Great. There is an interactive business, in Vegas called the Sex Doll Experience.
I'm in.
What? The Sex Doll Experience.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Review Journal, whatever their newspaper was, did some reporting, and they got a tip from a prostitute who's very upset about this in Las Vegas.
We heard from a licensed sex worker out in Pahrump. Well, she lives in Las Vegas, but she works in Pahrump.
Okay.
Her name is Roxanne Price, and she reached out to us because she is really concerned about this. She and other sex workers are concerned because this is kind of cutting into their business.
They took our job! jobs? Is this cutting into their business?
I wouldn't think for the majority of people that a sex doll would take the place of a human.
Right, insanity. Yeah.
Maybe novelty, like right away. Maybe the first weekend they'd see a dip.
I don't even think the first weekend.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
This is the news report that follows.
A sex doll business in the Valley is promoting a try before you buy experience.
No.
This is how they're advertising it. Try it before you buy it.
Oh.
What if you don't want to buy it? Then you just used her.
Correct.
Oh,
and then you leave, which is what I assume happens a lot.
Oh,
you know what? I want to give it a second spin.
Their website calls it the first of its kind in Nevada.
Sounds like something that shouldn't be in the neighborhood.
Okay, now.
Does that guy have a voice changer?
Yes. This guy, I'm not joking when I tell you that this guy wanted to go on the record, but he wanted to be anonymous.
Okay.
So just like when you're watching a show about cartels and stuff.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
You don't see him.
Like pixelated.
Yes.
No.
He has a voice changer to make sure that no one can identify who he is, but he's saying all this radical stuff about not having a sex doll brothel.
Sounds like something that shouldn't be in the neighborhood or shouldn't, I don't want it around.
But people in the community aren't happy with it.
Sex businesses, things like that, there is a place. There's a reason why all the casinos are on the strip.
And if the accusations that this business is operating without a license are true, Clark County won't be happy with it either. The county saying, quote, "We have an open case on that property now, which was initiated by a complaint that the property owners are operating a business without a license."
So then they go to the property owner, who's an old woman.
Oh,
and
that's
she
a plot twist.
Thought she knew what was going on in the house.
The address for this sex doll experience is listed as the Studios near Pecos and Harmon. Joyce Judge is the owner.
I didn't know anything about other than them coming to see the dolls.
Okay, so she knew they were selling dolls.
Hmm.
Coming to see the dolls.
Right.
And perhaps buy a doll.
You didn't know that they would be able to test the dolls out.
No.
Joyce says she rented out space to a group that said they sold sex dolls.
Well, they told me that they had a business license and a retail license, and it was a short-term rental to them, and it's over.
Joyce claims the group quit using the space weeks ago.
Okay, so they already left by the time this report is filed.
I feel like it's fine. And
it was like a hit and run.
I don't like them calling her a short-term rental. I mean, that is just disrespectful.
And they just handed in their keys on Tuesday afternoon. Okay. But their website still lists their business as up and running, and the Studios is still listed as their location.
Would you ever in a million years, Muggs, for real, try a sex doll? For real.
I'm not saying I know from experience, but those realistic love openings are sure fantastic.
I think out of curiosity.
No.
I think
no,
that's
the wrong answer. He would.
I think out of curiosity I would. But
honestly, if I was a dude, I would.
Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah, try it. Well, you have to be the first, obviously, to try it out.
I want to see it unwrapped.
Yes, absolutely.
It needs to be wrapped if I'm showing up because
not used.
Correct.
We tried calling the number listed on the Sex Dolls Experience website several times, but no one's answered or returned our calls.
Oh, really? So no one answered and then no one returned your calls? What the hell?
Joyce describes her business as a fluid gender social lifestyle club, but one man who lives close by says he thinks he knows exactly what kind of establishment the Studios really is.
It's a sex club.
Back to him.
And they have fetish nights. They have weird, parties, get-togethers.
So they weren't selling dolls at all. It's a sex club.
I mean, sir.
I haven't been, but I've seen a lot of things happening that well said.
Oh, my
God. Is that why his voice changed? Because he's been there? Do the dolls talk, do you think, now that AI is so prevalent?
Oh, I hope so.
Look, oh, yeah, just like that.
Right?
Oh.
You may not get that kind of response from a woman.
We should try the narcoleptic autopilot.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're not going to get anyone to try the narcoleptic autopilot, or whatever that was.
What are your thoughts on the nose for grandma?
Nose for grandma?
What?
What? I'm saying.
When was the last time you did the rose creeper?
The rose creeper?
That one's difficult.
The Arabian goggles.
The Arabian goggles.
I'll bet you'd have to pay a prostitute extra for the brown necktie.
Brown necktie.
Are these real?
What if she's doing a brown necktie?
I mean.
Now you're in?
The mushy biscuit.
The mushy biscuit.
No!
The New Jersey meat hook?
No!
Let's do the Lithuanian typewriter.
I've done that one.
You have? How's the Lithuanian typewriter?
It involves a lot of people, actually.
Okay.
How about the chocolate omelet?
Chocolate omelet.
I don't want any part of it.
Messy.
No. Anything that has chocolate in the title, I'm out.
Does your partner offer you the Rear Admiral? The Puerto Rican Fog Bank?
The Puerto Rican Fog Bank.
Come on.
Don't go. We could do the Three-Eyed Turtle.
No one wants that.
I like turtles.
The Barry Manilow Saggy Crown Jewels?
The Barry Manilow Saggy Crown Jewels.
I don't want that.
I don't even know what it is, but
no.
I don't want it.
The Double Fish Hook?
Nope.
The Helen Keller?
Uh-uh.
The Sean Penn Disaster?
Nope.
The Soggy Snorkel? The Jehovah's Waitresses?
The Jehovah's
Waitresses?
The Kung Fu Action Clergy? The Hot Skillet Lickers?
Mm-hmm.
The Mr. T Experience?
Oh, yeah.
The Morbid Tabernacle?
Mm-hmm. The Morbid Tabernacle. Morbid.
What?
The Morbid Tabernacle. I made that up last night. I was so happy with myself.
Lauren Green's Nipples?
Lauren Green's Nipples?
Have you ever done the Narcoleptic Autopilot? The Loretta Super Bowl Shuffle?
Oh, the Loretta
Super
Bowl Shuffle.
No,
okay,
now
all
I'm
right.
out.
This is Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
The Loretta Super Bowl Special.
Mm-hmm.
Sin Dientes.
Because Loretto. Loretta. The Loretta Super Bowl Special.
Oh, no, you get it in Laredo.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Yeah.
So the only place
she's
you
a
can
Super
buy
Bowl
it.
Hooker. That's she what we didn't
not.
Realize. You don't know? Do you know?
Kevin.
I'm just saying. We're entering the Super Bowl, right?
I don't like it.
How about some animal stories?
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
Let's find out, because as you know, animals be crazy, yo.
She's going to stick with it.
Said it for years. Valentine's Day, a week from today, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rough time for some people, whether they just had a breakup, whether they're just single. Mugs, I'm staring right at you.
Not if you go to Burger King and show them a picture of your ex.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You do get a free Whopper. The location in Burbank for us LA people here. But enter a zoo in Texas to make things a little bit easier for us on that day. A San Antonio zoo is allowing jilted Valentine's Day revelers to name a cockroach or a rat after their ex. And nice. Then see it fed to another animal.
What?
It's not enough that you could just name your ex a cockroach.
Sure.
Or a freaking rat.
And you
then
watch a rat get eaten?
Yes. Absolutely you do. Mm. It's the zoo's Cry Me a Cockroach event, which allows visitors to the zoo's website to pay $5 to name a cockroach, or $25 for a rat. You name him after your ex. The roaches will be fed to various animals, while the rats will be fed to snakes.
Oh.
So here's the thing. Are you really going to pay for that and then be a complete loser at the zoo watching this happen? No. You could watch from the privacy of your own home, because it'll be live streamed.
What?
To watch the demise of their named animals. You're sitting at home and, like, your friends don't have loved ones either. So they're like, come on in, Jeff's coming up. Or come on in, Sally's next.
Mm-hmm.
That is so twisted.
Wow.
The internet is full of neat stuff.
Is that neat stuff?
I don't
stuff?
Know if we're saying it's neat. It kinda is neat. Bizarre.
Does it stream just for you, or does it stream
no,
for anyone
for
that wants to watch?
Anyone, okay. Yeah.
Could you see yourself doing it, Allie?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah. No, I definitely paid for three. Yeah. I just want to see, you know,
no,
whatever.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Absolutely. So from slightly psychotic to absolutely adorable, I saw this headline. Pig cuddlers wanted. South Carolina farm seeking volunteers to scratch bellies and feed cookies to piggies. Book my flight,
I love
you guys.
This.
It's the Cotton Branch Farm Sanctuary in Leesville in South Carolina. They posted a Help Wanted ad on Facebook looking for volunteers to cuddle their piggies to help get them used to their surroundings. I saw a news report, and I was a little bit concerned, quite frankly, about how judgy they were getting on which pigs they'd want to cuddle.
And all you have to do is scratch their belly and talk to them. And the sanctuary says that people from all over the country have been signing up to be piggy cuddlers.
Can I have a cute little tiny piggy, or do I have to have a big old
pig like that.
A giant one.
I think I want a little tiny one. It'd be cute.
You know what? Pigs, they're like dogs. They're super smart. They have a lot of personality. You know, they're pretty adorable.
Sweet. This is what we're talking about here.
We're not going that far.
We're not. Okay.
No.
Okay, I didn't know.
But I mean, that news anchor, bitch, you get whatever pig you get.
She's fat shaming.
And you will love that pig, yeah. And you will cuddle that pig, and you'll give that pig cookies. Can I have that one right there? I don't want a big one. F you. Very upset at that woman. Guys, after you win a Super Bowl, yeah, sometimes you go to Disneyland, sometimes you just party like a rock star. Well, a Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle, Derek Nnadi, is that how you say his name?
Don't know.
I should have looked it up. Celebrated his team Super Bowl win by giving residents a chance to adopt a furry loved one for free because he paid the adoption fees for all the dogs at the Kansas City Pet Project.
Aww. That's awesome.
Isn't that incredible? He had a season-long partnership with the Kansas City Pet Project, and he thought, wow, what better way to celebrate my win by helping other families win by getting a dog for their forever home? And he paid their adoption fees, you guys.
Very That's sweet.
Awesome. Yes. NFL players finally doing something good.
It's with dogs, nice. Too. I mean, That's true. They don't have That's great true. History. Oh. Yeah.
The shelter added videos to their Instagram stories of a line of adoption applicants on Monday, all of them wearing Chiefs gear.
Very
oh,
sweet.
So darn cute. Do you guys remember last week I did the story about a neighbor calling 911 because she was hearing screams from a woman coming from next door?
Yes. Yeah.
A woman was yelling, "Let me out."
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Please show up. Oh, don't worry. It's just a parrot. A guy had taught his parrot, which is both creepy and kind of commendable, to yell, "Let me out," and sound like a woman in distress.
We're going to have to put that parrot down.
Well, here's kind of the same energy with this story. Canadian police responded to a resident's calls last week when they heard a child calling for help in a wooded area near his property in rural Ottawa. They searched in the dark all night for this child, and then couldn't figure it out. So the next day, they went to a neighbor's house. That neighbor said, "Oh, all my children are here. They're all accounted for." Her husband walked in the room and said, "Oh, you guys talking about my goat?"
Oh,
what?
God.
And the police were like, "Wait, what, sir?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, my goat had his neck stuck in the fence. He sounded like a squealing kid. Could that have been the sound?" And the police are like, "Yeah, that could have been the sound.
We spent the night looking.
We were in the dark looking for a child screaming in the woods."
Does this guy also have a ferret that yells fire in a crowded theater?
That's a great question.
I mean,
wait, hold on. Let me read. This man was also arrested for having a ferret that yelled in a crowded theater.
How did you know that, Mom?
You read the story?
It's just, he has a track record. I mean,
it's just, it's absurd. But even though it wound up being something just silly, just a goat with his head stuck in a fence, you see something or you hear something, you say something. So they did commend the neighbors for making that call. And finally, have any of you ever had a pet that got out and didn't come back?
I did.
No, I had him get out, but never.
It's
unable
the worst
to find.
Feeling
I
ever.
I lost a cat. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a cat.
No,
so
they're both of you. I loved him.
Well, it's the worst feeling. You wind up searching for it
forever.
Walking
around the city and yelling his name, and then people call, say maybe they saw him, and it wasn't him.
Yeah. That's a weird situation.
She's got me crying.
Well, a woman named Monica Mathis had this happen to her. She was living in Iowa in 2017, and her beloved terrier mix, Hazel, disappeared. She searched all the shelters, called them within miles of her home, never found Hazel again, wound up moving to Minnesota. Years pass. Monica is looking on a Facebook website where she's seeing these beers. And beers from this Florida brewery have clever little beer cans called the four packs. And each four pack has a different dog on it. And they're all dogs that you can adopt.
Wait, it's a real dog?
Real dogs. So she sees this dog and she's like, that's my dog, Hazel, on a beer can in Florida. Mind you, this happened in Iowa. She's now living in Minnesota. She contacts this brewery. They put her in touch with the adoption agency. The dog is about to be adopted. She's like, no. Sends them a ton of pictures, a ton of videos. She's like, can I just come down there and see if it's my dog? If it's not, no big deal. The people get to adopt it. She flew down. She got to meet this dog. It wasn't her dog. There's no point to this.
No,
it was totally her dog, Hazel. Yay! You guys.
That's a crazy story.
Crazy. What are the chances she'd be scrolling through Facebook, see this brewery, and be like, that's my dog on that beer can?
That's.
No.
That's not an incredible bit.
No, Hazel is an incredible bitch.
Right.
And she is now back home with her forever family, and everything's fine. And. I mean, beer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're saying. Here's what I'm saying, though. Animals be crazy, yo.
Let's do it.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. KROQ.
And a very special What's Happening.
Mm-hmm. We do this every Friday. It's called That's My Jam because all of us on the show have a very eclectic range of musical interests. I was going to say instruments. We also have a lot of different instruments.
I brought a clarinet. What'd you guys bring?
Thank you.
Tuba.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Ellie has her laugh. That's all she needs.
That's all I have and all I need. But it's our chance to share music that we're really into at the moment or something that came across a playlist and we're like, that's my jam. I remember that song. Hence the name of our playlist, That's My Jam. You can find it on all of our social media at Kevin Mornings and we will link you to the playlist. Just click follow. You're going to have about 6 hours of music in your ear every single week. So we'll go around the room and talk about what songs we picked, starting with Kevin.
Mine is a band that we play here on K-Rock, Lovely the Band. And I went back to listen to their 2018 album, Finding It Hard to Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a song that I didn't remember listening to. I had no memory of whatsoever. And it's a really amazing song. And it sounds like a heartbreak relationship type song.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to the website and they say in 30 states, LGBTQ Americans are not fully protected from legal discrimination. They can get kicked out of their house. They can get fired. And this is what the song is about. And then the video is a guy apologizing to a girl like when he's younger. And then when he grows up, he finds a man and they get married. And I thought it was a very cool message. It's called Maybe I'm Afraid.
Maybe it's just too good.
All right.
That is very different from my pick, Kevin.
Also very different than Kevin's normal pick.
Yes. It is, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little emotional Kevin.
Can't imagine that in like
with
a
blankie.
Yeah, like I can't usually
love it.
Usually it's like a Spain EDM track.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
not true.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean it is a lot true.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, my choice, I wound up seeing this on my friend John Spiker's Instagram page, a clip of this song. My friend John, I think, engineered this song. That's how it's his kind of tie into it. I am changed. Dare I say I am reborn.
Wow.
After hearing this band called The Cooties. They formed in 2016. They've been on Conan, Just for Last Toronto, the Kennedy Center. It's three guys, Jacob Jeffries, Ethan Edenberg, and Eric Jakowitz. Might be Jakowitz. Listen, I don't do a lot of preparation for this. But the song is all about your favorite coffee shop and all the things that that coffee shop entails. Like, maybe you get to know the barista and he tells you he killed a guy with his car.
What?
Maybe that's what I'm saying. This
okay.
song is so joyful and so stupid and so amazing. And then you listen to it and you're like, these guys are really good at music. They're great musicians making up a really funny song about the coffee shop.
I come here every day. It's more comfortable than my apartment. My friends come in, I say, hey. Don't you just love this coffee shop? I didn't know you come here.
6 months ago. Oh, you gotta try the avocado toast.
Make a baby here.
Get buried here.
Cremated and created into a bag of coffee.
That's a beautiful song.
I'm telling you, there's a part in this song that is like, it's like you're watching the world's greatest jam band play,
yeah.
And you're like, wait, what is? What am I doing? What is happening?
That's awesome.
The whole song will bring you so much joy. It is called Coffee Shop by The Cooties. Jensen,
it's a bop,
up.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the band Fantagram and their 2016 album, 3. It still gets rotation for me. I love it. And they released a new song today, which I'm stoked about.
Oh, cool.
They have an album coming out in March called Ceremony. This is the first single. They usually record their albums in New York, this one entirely around Los Angeles.
You're right.
So I felt like it's probably a different vibe, and it is. This is the first single off their new album. It's called Pedestal.
Is the album out, or that's just a single?
No, it comes out March 6th. Some of the other songs, like In a Spiral, have come out before, but this is the real announcement. The album's coming. Fantagram, March 6th.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice. Mugs?
My pick is different from all of yours.
Okay.
All right.
Tremendous.
I mean, I hope so. We're not trying to repeat. And it's the band.
It's about a coffee shop.
Right?
What?
Do you know Fantagram?
It's a band that wear creepy masks, they play metal, and they play really fast and loud. Yes, I'm talking about the band Slipknot, and they released a brand new album titled We Are Not Your Kind at the end of last year. I heard this next song that I'm going to play on the way to a Kings game, and it got me really pumped in the hockey mood. And did you guys know, Jensen knows, Kevin Alley, did you know who the drummer for Slipknot is?
Yeah, Joe.
Barack Obama?
No. It is Jay Weinberg, son of Max Weinberg,
okay.
And the Max Weinberg 7.
Wow. He wears a mask of his dad.
Looks just like
he wears a little tuxedo or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's different for Slipknot.
This song rips. It's really hard. Are you guys ready for it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's called Nero Forte.
Coffee shop! Max Weinberg and the Max Weinberg 7!
I actually listened to that to meditate, mm-hmm. So it was good to hear it again.
Four completely different songs.
Yes.
Very different, you guys.
Yeah.
And you can find them all. It's our That's My Jam playlist. Go to @KevinMornings on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and you're going to have all of those songs right there at your disposal because we love you.
Yep.
It's just what we do. There's a bunch of birthdays today. Nobody really cares. That's what's happening.
We're talking weekend movies with the Movie Man next.
Carol Q.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Let's talk weekend movies with the Movie Man. Good morning.
What's up, lesbians?
How are you, Russ?
Let me warn you right out of the gate.
Okay.
I'm on an enormous amount of cold medicine.
Oh, same.
What is going
Excellent.
On?
Yes, same.
The whole world is infected.
We'll be on the same wavelength then.
No, I'm not sick.
What?
I just had a lot of cold.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, got it.
You prefer
it.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, it's not true. You guys are sick? Everybody in the building sick?
Pretty much.
Kevin and I had the flu. Mine moved into bronchitis, but we're not doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen's been...
You might have some of that coronavirus.
Maybe
some Sambardew flu.
It's possible. What? I mean, I don't like to think of it that way, but yeah.
Possible.
It is possible.
And Jensen's been pooping a lot, so yeah. He's got that.
Mm-hmm. He's a pooper.
Yeah.
Jensen's a pooper.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's only one movie being released this weekend?
Yeah, it's big Oscar weekend, so, you know, generally not a bunch of new movies. But the one movie, the big wide release that's hitting theaters, I think pretty interesting. right? You've got Harley Quinn. She's back. This is a follow-up to The Suicide Squad, which, by the way, was a terrible movie. Hopefully this one's better.
You haven't seen it?
Oh, no. I saw it. Kind of teasing
you.
He's
teasing.
I got you. Okay.
Don't be scared.
All right, no worries.
I was like, oh, God, please, somebody see one of the movies. But in this movie, Harley Quinn and the Joker have broken up.
Right.
So every thug in town is coming after her. Let's do this. Let's play a clip. It'll tell you probably exactly what's going on. Right. Here we go.
Silas. They're all here for me. No, they're not. Do you know what that means? That means he's not just after the kid anymore. He's after all of us. Sure as hell after me. I just robbed him. You just betrayed him. You just killed his BFF. And you're dumb enough to be building a case against him. So, unless we all want to die very unpleasant deaths and let Roma go finger fishing in the kid's intestinal tract, we're going to have to work together.
Huh. See, now that voice can either be super fun.
Agreed.
Or annoying.
Or a disaster.
Yeah.
It's either great or horrible. Right?
It's exactly right. And the plot of the movie, there's a young girl that they have to save. You've got some new ladies in town. Mary Elizabeth Winstead's in the movie, Journey Smollett-Bell. Ewan McGregor is the bad guy. But like you said, it could either be fantastic or a total turd. Here's your 6-second review.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Birds of Prey is the movie equivalent of Mountain Dew. Tastes like but the extreme buzz is worth it. My man.
I love that review.
I can't tell. This is positive, correct?
I'm in.
As someone that loves Diet Mountain Dew so very much, that just tickled me. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. So it's worth it.
I think it is.
Okay.
Here's what I like about it. It knows exactly what it is, mm-hmm. right? It's a comic book movie where like the Joker is a character study and a great movie on its own, but mm-hmm. it's less of a superhero movie where the Avengers, say, is just kind of ridiculous superhero special effects BS.
Right.
And they occasionally try to throw in some humor to make it topical and funny. This movie is much more like Deadpool.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, all right.
That's great.
They're breaking the fourth wall all the time. They're talking to the audience. It knows it's ridiculous. It's a lot of fun. So I enjoyed it. But here's a movie man tip. Mm-hmm. A little of the sticky icky or the green gonge, mm-hmm.
sure.
devil's flower, not going to hurt.
Okay, so that would enhance the viewing experience.
Just a little movie man tip.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
Nice.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. So I liked it. If you're not into this film, you can tell by looking at the trailer or the commercial. If it doesn't look like your thing, don't go, because mm-hmm. it's exactly that.
That's good advice.
But thanks. But if you
so if it, wait, hold you know, on. Let me if, see if I understand.
Yeah. Walk us through it, Kevin.
So if it doesn't look good, do I go?
You should go.
Okay.
Okay.
I should go.
You personally should go.
I hear you.
Because I think you went to Suicide Squad. You hated that.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that.
No, you're right.
But this has got more of all the good stuff that you like.
All right.
Plus, like I said, Little Devil's Flower.
I'm in.
All right.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm in with both. All right. The Oscars are this weekend. The movies are for the best movie, best picture. Mm-hmm. Ford versus mm-hmm. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. What do you think is going to win, and what do you think should win?
Well, it's a tricky question.
Okay.
Because I think 1917 is going to win.
You do?
Has anybody in the room seen the movie?
I have.
I have as well, yeah.
I loved it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's as everybody's talking about, it's like one big, long, beautiful shot. It's a war flick. Do we have a clip to play? 1917?
Here you go.
Let's do. Let's play.
We have to stop the bleeding.
I can't.
We have to get to an aid post.
I can't.
We've got to get up.
Your brother. We have to find your brother.
You'll recognize him. He looks like me. Will you write to my mum for me? Tell her I wasn't scared.
Party.
That scene's at a Dave and Buster's.
Party. It is a friggin' party.
So you think that's going to win? I wouldn't be mad at that.
I wouldn't be mad at it either. Okay. And Sam Mendes is director, although sometimes they might split those categories. The movie I think should win, though, okay, the one I want to win, my sentimental favorite,
mm-hmm,
Rocket Man. Am I right, Alan?
What?
You're such a dick. I loved Rocket Man, and he'll never let me live it down.
Oh, my God. Such a horrible movie.
It's so good.
But we do agree. We do agree on Jojo Rabbit.
It was mm-hmm my favorite movie of the year.
You know what? And here's why I think it should win. Is because it's a very odd mix. Hard to have a Nazi movie, you know, with comedy. That's right. Not easy to pull off.
Right.
Super enjoyable. Expertly, I thought, directed from beginning to end. Just a movie that you watch, you love, and you think is a great movie where you could argue 1917, not a lot of fun. Marriage Story, that's not a party. It is a movie that I like. Now, just to run through these real quickly.
Yes.
Parasite has a chance.
Love that, too.
And it would be the... You loved it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Kevin
loved it.
Kevin and I, our favorite movie
of
the year.
That would be our pick.
Yep.
There's no chance that you love that movie.
I love that movie. Because I had to read. I know.
Here's the thing. You had to read,
yes,
while watching the movie.
Yeah. But I didn't know that before I went.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just reading, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, I'm reading. What a loser. But I loved it.
Yeah, but then you're not watching the movie.
You are, though.
I gotta tell you. I had a personal problem with it because maybe I'm just a batard. I'm not sure, but I couldn't read and watch the movie at the same time and really appreciate the movie. So I watched it a second time, better a second time for sure, but it could sneak in there and win. But for any of you
that
have
quite a story,
Oscar,
movie, man.
It's a fun journey.
Saw it
thanks
one
for...
time, kind of liked it. Second time, liked it more.
Yeah, thanks for taking us along. That was
I'm
going
to buy the rights to that. Yeah. That's my best picture for next year. That story.
If you have an Oscar pool, here's who's going to win the other categories.
Okay.
Really quickly.
Okay.
Lead actor, going to be Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
For Joker, he's won everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Lead actress, going to be Renee Zellweger, because she's got that funny face. Supporting actor, Brad Pitt, of course.
Sure.
Supporting actress, Laura Dern for Marriage Story. And director, like I said, could be Sam Mendes. Could be Bong Joon-ho for Parasite.
Yes.
He's the odds-on winner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All right.
Good to hear.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rush. You can catch The Movie Man Friday mornings on ABC 7 and on Twitter at 6 Second Review. Thank you, Russ. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye now.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Jensen, have you been in a fight?
I mean, not since like high school. I was in one with a guy who was like bullying me.
One fight.
Yeah. But okay. I did come out victorious.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Allie?
One.
One fight?
Yeah.
I've never been in a fight.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Mine was just one, but I was brought into it. I didn't start it, but I sure finished it.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you've avoided fights your whole
life?
Yeah,
I've been pretty good at avoiding fights.
Yeah.
Huh.
Only once did I road rage. I followed a guy into a parking lot and got out of my car and started yelling.
Oh, dear.
But that guy, I realized quickly, was twice my size, and I got back in my car and left.
Yeah, you got to.
Because you got to size a person up.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously.
So we're going to take your calls in a few minutes on the stupidest fight you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an employee or friend
mm-hmm.
who's on the voice changer.
Yeah.
Because that person doesn't want
He's
to be.
An employee of somewhere.
He or she.
We didn't say here.
Uh-huh.
Or she.
Right.
You're right.
And
well.
Told us this story yesterday or last week. Whenever.
Don't know.
You guys are good at keeping secrets.
Sorry, Stryker.
It's not Stryker.
Okay.
It might be. It might be Klein. It might be Nicole. It could be Mr. Weatherby. You'll just have to leave it up to your own imagination.
Hey, Omar, it's a little low.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
All right, what happened?
So I was at the gas station probably a couple months back, and it's a very crowded gas station. In my car, a guy in his Prius was reversing to the point where he was about to hit my car.
This Prius owners, am I right?
Can we just
really
hold it for a second?
Yes.
It feels like a man who would wear our skin. Like if he sounds,
it does sound.
It's
that
like
way.
I'd f me. It's like the sounds of the lambs guy.
Put some lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
I'm saying, Omar, that's too low.
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Boom, boom.
Okay,
move on.
So you're at a gas station, your Prius owner backs in.
So he was about to run into my car. He's about to back into it. So I just really quick tap of the horn.
Yeah, let
nothing
him know.
Too crazy.
Yeah.
Like bam, that?
Bam, yeah.
Oh, bam, two. Bam. Okay, two. Mm-hmm. All right.
And he keeps coming, so I'm like, bam, bam, bam. I added three horns. Second time.
Okay. We need to use the voice changer every day.
Honestly, our show should just be the voice changer, all three of us.
So, oh, boy. So, he then goes into a full-out tirade. He gets out of his car. He goes, what the F? What's your problem?
Wait, he was backing into you?
Yes, he was about to hit my car.
Wow.
So he gets out of his car. He's like, what's your problem, F you? What the F? What the F are you talking about?
Omar's messing with him.
Did he become a demon?
He's like, don't you honk your horn at me.
Right, and then fire behind him, and he was holding a pitchfork.
So he was making a scene. Everybody's looking at this guy, and he won't get back into his car. I'm like, dude, what do you plan on doing here?
Oh, so you were squaring up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So then he goes, F you, like he's going to like walk up to my car and like do something to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was like, you know, I think I need to have a talk with this guy. So I get out of the car, and as I get out of my car, he is going back into his car, walking along. I was like, dude, what is your problem?
So now, wait, so just so I understand, yes. He got back in his car, and now you're chasing?
No, not chasing, but yeah, sort of. I approach him, okay?
Okay.
So I'm approaching in a chasing manner.
Very slowly. So I go, dude, what's your problem, dude? I was just honking my horn so I would avoid an accident. He's like, F you, F you. I'm like, dude. Lower your tone, man.
Like, yes, I like when you correct the tone.
You don't have to go that crazy on me. So he goes, F you. I'm like, dude, stop yelling. And before I can get my next word out, he spits in my face.
No! Are you kidding?
Spits directly in my face.
No! What did you do, demon?
The gamma radiation in my head turned me into the Hulk. I tried to pick his car up and throw it.
Right.
Right.
And then he had a deal with this fist of steel to his forehead. I punched him in the forehead.
You punched him.
You punched
him. In the forehead? Who punches someone in the forehead?
Oh, it knocked his glasses right off.
Yeah,
that was
nerd.
The goal? That was the goal.
So this wasn't a fight. I mean, did he try to fight back at that point?
After I hit him with the fist of fury, mm-hmm. he proceeded to put his car in drive and drive it straight into a pole.
Oh, like he was running away?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he was doing. So after he crashes his car, he gets out of the car like he wants to fight. And I'm like, okay, look, this has really gotten out of hand. I need to defuse the situation. So I'm like,
now you're going to defuse the situation.
Now I'm going to defuse it because it's gotten out of hand.
Sure.
So I get back into my car and he's chasing my car. He kicks my car. Oh. I bounce out. So then I get a call. I get a call from the authorities.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they say, were you involved in an altercation at this gas station on this street? I said, yes, officers, I'll be right by. I'll tell you what happened. I show up. The guy called the cops on me. The guy called the cops on me for spitting on my
face. Yeah, we kind of got that.
Yeah,
we got
that point.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted.
Those of you just tuning in, we're using a voice changer because this employee does not want to be named.
Mm-hmm. It's not an employee, or it could be. It could be a friend. It could be a relative.
Sure.
Anybody.
So he calls the police.
So he calls the police. I show up to talk to the police. Police ask me to keep my hands out of my pockets, show my...
Oh.
Yeah, so I was detained and questioned. And
were you handcuffed?
I was handcuffed.
Oh!
And,
did you say these hands are lethal?
No, I didn't want to get into it with the police.
Right. The popo?
The popo. So they asked me, so what happened? I said, listen... Everything's on camera. We're at a gas station. There's like five cameras. I told him exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. The officer nodded, mm-hmm. goes to the sergeant, comes back, goes, all right, this is going to be a civil matter now. You guys can work it out on your own.
Oh.
So.
That was
then
it?
They put you in a terror dome? What happens then?
No, they let me go, and I was on with my day.
All right.
Yeah.
Who knew you could get... That's the thing about fights that break out like that are stupid. Like, it just escalates so quickly.
Yeah.
One punch, though, man.
And
one
I
punch.
Do, and I'm not proud of this. That's why my voice is disguised, because with hindsight 20 is 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have never gotten out of my car. I would have just let him be crazy.
Right.
And I would have just gone along with my day right then and there instead of having this... interrupt my day.
No, I understand.
Sure.
But I did punch him right in the forehead.
Right. Yeah, that's right, where you want to connect, is terrifying. In the forehead.
Yeah, get the glasses off.
That's a good punch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, whoever you are.
No problem. You guys have a nice day.
I almost got in a fight. Dave reminded me. I almost got in a fight at the Neon Carnival after Coachella.
Oh, very cool.
I was on the dance floor, and somebody bumped into me and thought I bumped into them and squared up, and I was like, Jesus, I'm in a fight right now.
Yeah.
And somebody jumped in between us. Lucky for him.
Yeah. One punch. One punch to the forehead.
All right. Stupid fights you got in. 1-800-520-1067. Susan got in a fight over a piece of string.
Oh, okay.
You hold on. We'll get to your calls next. Got to play Shade next, but first let's take one phone call. Ridiculous fight you got in. Susan in Westchester. Good morning.
Good morning. It was back in junior high. We were doing an art project in art class, and there was a pile of cool stuff like cork and shells and string, and I went to grab a piece of string, and the kid next to me, Sean, grabbed the same piece of string. I wasn't going to let go. He wasn't going to let go. We went to blows, took it down to the ground. The art teacher had to bust us up.
What's the quickest story that's ever been told on this show?
I mean, also, Sean, what an a-hole.
Oh, total a-hole, and he's probably listening. We've all grown up in Santa Monica. We've all been K-Rock fans forever. So, Sean M.
Susan.
I got you.
But let me ask you, Susan, why would you hold on to it and go to blows? What's the point over a piece of string?
Hey, I wanted it. He wasn't going to let go. It was something at that age. We had a lot of raging hormones, and it was something I needed to hold on to and put in my art project.
Hey, Susan.
Yep.
You and Sean M. Ever?
I had a little bit of crush on him.
There's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah,
that's
we got truth. To the bottom of it. Maybe, are you single right now?
No, married 28 years.
Would you want to maybe just hook up
What's
with Sean
right
once?
Now? What are you, like, what are you doing?
He never comes to reunions, but no, not my
well,
type anymore.
I mean, he's probably in jail, let's be honest.
Right?
Real quick, I also went to detention for it, and the kid in detention was Robert Downey Jr. We went to the same junior high and high school.
What the hell?
This place rules.
The detention bench with me.
Susan, tell us stories.
Happening?
Sean Robert Downey Jr. This story has everything in the string.
All right, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Chewy is a Dodger fan that got in a fight with his dad with Astros fans.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We'll take that call next on K-Rock. We are taking your calls on the stupidest fights you've ever been in. Mm-hmm. Chewy and La Puente. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you were in a stupid fight?
Yep. So in 2017... we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, me, my family, my dad, my brothers. And, you know, we were losing that game kind of early.
Oh, World Series. You mean World Series, right?
Yes, the World Series.
Okay.
And there was these guys just cheering every time the Astros were doing good. And my dad kind of got tired of it, so he went up to their table. And he just pretty much started, like, arguing with them. And once I saw both guys get up, I ran over there to try to, like, stop. And I saw the guy behind him about to swing. So then I grabbed his arm, and I throw them on the table, and the table goes flying. All the wings go everywhere. And then next thing I know, my two brothers are behind me, and they just start going in a big old brawl. Everyone's fighting.
The whole restaurant?
No, not the whole restaurant, but, like, just, like, because my table was pretty big. It was, like, my whole family. And my brothers are there, and they're just fighting. It's just these two guys against all of us. And we just kind of, we got, like, you know, we were getting held down by the workers there and everything.
Jeez.
And my dad and my brother ended up getting kicked out, but they didn't realize I was in there. So when I was eating my wings, one of the managers looked at me and was like, hey, weren't you in that fight? And I was like,
nope.
No.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Hey, Chewy, you did the right thing,
my
man.
Still here? He's still on? This guy's still here?
Boom, boom.
I wonder if the Astros fans cheated at the fight, too.
See? Because they're cheaters.
Yes.
Mm. All right. Let's go to Javier in Cerritos. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got in a stupid fight?
Live?
Yes, you're live.
You're live.
Okay. Here's my story. My family owns a glass shop in Montebello. So one morning, I'm loading up my truck to go do work, and a customer comes. And he asks us, do we do auto glass on, like, Jeep Cherokees? And I say, yes. So he proceeds to try to go through the back, but it's employees only. So I tell him, you can't go through there, but if you go around the front, we'll be glad to help you. He gets all irritated, starts cussing, saying the F word, and we have a dog. And he says, F your effing dog and this and that. He takes out burning out, kids in the front. So me being the genius that I am, I go to the front and I confront him and I tell him, hey, I go, you got a problem with our dog? F your dog and F you and F this shop. He just goes off. So being a genius again, I go around the corner and we get into it and we start brawling. So we break a window. My brother works there as well. He comes out to the front and says, what's going on here? And the guy tells my brother, F you. F your shop and all this. So he gets into the fight. We end up jumping the guy. Someone calls the cops. My mom is there because it's a family-owned business trying to stop us. But, you know.
Tell me your mom threw some blows. Tell me she threw some blows.
Yeah. Hey, Javier.
And my dad is there.
Javier.
So the cops stop.
Javier.
Javier, yeah.
Hey, Javier. What kind of dog was it?
A pit bull.
Okay, cool. Go on.
Good detail.
Yeah.
Oh, not a surprise, I think, is the point.
Right. No, I love it. I love it. They even say, F that dog.
Yeah.
You don't talk about my dog.
Yeah, that heck.
Yeah, so it gets better. So the guy.
How does it get better?
When the cops get there, he changes his story and says, oh, I just came in for a friendly quote. This is how they greet me. Look what they did to me. He starts telling my dad, too. Huh?
Wait, what?
What the hell?
What just happened?
Boom, boom.
I know you are probably cringing right now.
What happened at the end? But why did you say what?
Huh? Maybe that guy came back. Maybe he came back to the shop.
What just?
He just faced him again right now.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, I told you never tell a story. And then he came in. What happened?
What happened?
All right, a couple more. Chase in Fullerton. We need to get to you. We're talking about the stupidest fight.
He said this, it gets better, and then he faded away.
And then he went, huh?
And then he was gone.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, so I was in a fight at my church because me and my friend, we were trying to find out who had the better hair. So then we were in this room with other high school people,
right. Mm-hmm.
And we started fighting, and then they told us to stop, so we had to get separated.
I'm sorry, you were fighting over who had the better hair.
Yeah.
This doesn't give you street cred!
So then we were, after fighting, we went to a pool party, and we had to sit out for like 30 minutes. And then when we were allowed to go, we were allowed to go in after, but there was nobody else in the pool, just us two.
Go on.
What the hell is happening? Nobody else is in the pool except the two guys fighting over who has the better hair.
I wish right now Chase went, huh? And then disappeared.
Time for Keep It 100. We do this on Fridays. You get to text whatever song you want. If it's in our system, we'll play it no matter what it is. Here are some of the songs you picked in the past.
You played Danzig when I was gone?
Last Friday, yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last Friday. So 1-800-520-1067, the same number you call on, you text, leave us your name and number so we can call you back, and text her 100, you'll get your song, as long as we have it.
Mm-hmm. I usually judge dudes that love cats, like Jensen.
I do.
Right.
But Glenn Danzig loves cats.
Does he?
Oh, he is a cat
fan.
Yeah,
big cat head.
Like, there are pictures of him, which make me laugh so hard, of him leaving like a Ralph's or a Vons with a big thing of cat food, just in his black t-shirt looking all Glenn Danzig-y. Mm-hmm. But he's carrying cat food, and it just delights me.
You know who my other favorite cat lover is?
Who?
It's because it's a great visual.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Eisenberg takes in numerous foster cats.
He strikes me as a cat
person.
He's
an absolute cat guy.
I just think him surrounded by cats is a funny, like, visual.
Like, there's probably no one other than you that I would say is more likely to have cats than Jesse
These are
Eisenberg.
People, but mm-hmm. they're cats.
Right.
This is kind of blowing my mind.
Right.
You guys, I am still so curious about the end of that story.
Huh?
The guy that went away?
Huh?
What happened there?
I don't know.
And then what happened in the pool at the church between those two dudes?
The two dudes that fought over who had the better hair?
I mean, there's
And then they were the only two in the pool?
Unanswered questions. That might be one of my favorite phone topics in a long time because nothing went right.
Without any answers.
No.
We left a phone caller topic with more questions than when we entered.
Correct.
That's never happened.
Do we need to do it again?
Yes.
I mean,
with just those callers.
Same people.
Call back.
I feel like we would get the same type of people.
Oh, man. What a delight.
That was my favorite.
You guys, there's a new music show coming to town. The Masked Singer Judge Ken Jeong, branching out with his own music game show franchise at Fox. The former Community and Dr. Ken star is going to host and executive produce a show called I Can See Your Voice, a music-based guessing game in which contestants will have to distinguish good singers from bad ones without ever hearing a note.
Nope.
Why?
I don't even understand that.
They're going to do, like, lip sync challenges, and then there will be, like, hidden clues, true or false evidence. They have to decide whether that person, without them ever singing before, decide whether they're good or bad, and then they do a duet with a professional singer, and it could go really well, or a complete train wreck.
But that's a couple seconds of a joke.
It makes no sense.
That's going to be every episode.
Do you care?
Not so much. But it is based on a South Korean format show, a lot like The Masked Singer was. So who knows? But the U.S. version is set to premiere later this year.
I don't care.
Well, Ray J.
Really looking forward to it.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait?
Mm-mm.
All right. Post Malone, a new tattoo on his face. He got it Wednesday night backstage at a show at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Tattoo artist Ruben Reza of Junction City Tattoo uploaded a bunch of pictures. If you're saying, what does a man with everything get on his face? Well, he added basically like a big saw cutter. Like
a buzzsaw.
A buzzsaw. But on the bottom, there's red blood.
Did you call it a saw cutter?
It's guy fair. In pretzels?
A saw cutter does maybe sound repetitive
to
some.
Just asking for clarification.
This is a guy who has, under one eye, always,
right.
Under the other eye, tired.
Relatable.
Which I was going to say is the tattoo I've connected with the most.
Relatable.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah. So it's a bloody saw blade, basically, on his cheek. But the weird thing for people that are into his face tattoos is it's the first one he's ever done with color. So he's got the red blood dripping off the bloody saw blade. Mm-hmm. So that's a good time.
All right.
Is what I'm saying.
It's a choice.
It is a choice.
That was macho.
Was it?
Totes macho.
He should have gotten a pretzel.
Just to be honest.
He should have gotten a pretzel.
Yeah.
You got any pretzels?
Well, we were discussing if you got a face tattoo, it would have to be ice cream.
Sure.
Or maybe lasagna on a fork with the cheese dripping off.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream.
Okay.
I think I'm going with.
Mine was I want to get a little tattoo of my face on my face.
Yeah.
Your own face. Okay.
I like it. Face inception. It's good. So dating profiles. Jensen, you used to use dating apps way back when you met the love of your life.
Yes, who I knew from high school. Mm-hmm. So it was good. Nothing on the apps felt good.
Right.
And then to know someone growing up, it was ideal.
Well, when you were on the apps, did you ever pose with your dog in any pictures?
No, but I would have nothing against it.
I feel like that's a cheat, but it would work.
It not only works, it works well. You guys, over a third, 39% of people have swiped right because they want to meet the dog in the picture. Like, look at that
and
dog.
And the animal.
That's Kevin.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He's ashamed of himself.
I'm not. No, I liked it.
Okay, good.
Well, that was pretty good.
We're not putting it in the file. It was fine.
Did you made Thank the you. Joke that I said?
Mm-hmm. The repeated?
Look.
Yeah.
Just as God made me.
Just by a thread is what you're holding.
Blah, 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 blah.
It is a tough
it's
week.
It's a tough week for both of you
guys. Is it not the longest week, Kevin, that we have ever worked?
This week has been a month.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know what I am?
Yeah,
I'm the sober guy at the bar.
That's true.
Who watches two drunk people and has to drive you home.
That's true. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
Ah.
Huh?
Classic.
So you want to have the dog is what I'm saying in the pictures because the dog is going to get people to want to date you.
Yeah.
That's the point of this whole story.
Makes sense.
It does.
Shows your sensitive side. It shows that you have a cute good boy in your life?
You do have a cute good boy in your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, for the love of God. Are we almost done?
Sure, technically.
Some birthdays for you. Ashton Kutcher, Chris Rock, James Spader, Eddie Izzard, Wes Borland, and that's what's happening.
Let's try Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
There can only be one Texter 100, but we've got to give shout outs to the people that almost made it. Mm-hmm. Texter 99. Craig, I don't know what's going on with you, but I hope it gets better. He wanted to hear Lightning Crashes by Live.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's a bummer of a song.
That really, it's
great
a good song.
Great song, but Craig, I mean, give a call. Let us know
no,
what's going
don't
on.
Give a call.
How, please don't call. Don't need to hear him.
How we can help. And Meredette from West Covina, she just missed out too. Caller 101. She wanted to hear Bjork. It's oh so quiet.
I would have loved to hear that. I know Kevin hates her. I would have loved to hear that song right now.
I might have had to use my veto.
Right. Well, you can still use your veto. That's something that we are doing different this year. We are allowed to do one veto per person in the calendar year.
Once you use it, gone.
Gone forever.
So, all right. Let's talk to Texter 100, who is Rich from Montebello. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, boys and girls.
Hello.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to put that veto on hold, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was thinking, since we got a great concert coming up in May, that we should hear Helmet Unsung.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, he's still,
still there?
What's happening?
Helmet.
He's still
there. Keep It 100.
Oh, come on. He's still there.
Keep It 100.
Your contribution left
100.
That sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded good. Thank you, Rich, for the call. We appreciate that. We'll do Keep It 100 again next Friday morning.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
Another week in the morning on the radio, we did it. Now I got to wrap it up because the day is finished. I'm shocked I got to Friday and my health hasn't diminished because Ali's making dog whistle sounds every minute. I've muted 1,000 people on Twitter I hate. I paid Montel Jordan $50 to celebrate. Burke Kreischer sounds safe. Felines aren't great. Omar allowed his kids to sing Hell by mistake. A guy in Texas ate dog food for a month. Dave would probably eat Panda Express every lunch. Drew said, when you're sick, drink whiskey by the cup. I'm kidding, if you did that, you would puke your guts up. Our listeners are fighters, so they'll probably kick your ass. And it definitely wasn't to punch a guy while getting gas. People admitted that they married a dumbass. If you missed that, download the podcast.
It's a real shame I'm not going to remember this week. It's been a lot of fun.
Or that it's your last week ever.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's a good
nice
way
knowing
to,
you guys.
It's a good way to go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Wow. Out of curiosity, was that the actual mix or was that the Ali mix?
That's the Ali mix, man.
Wow.
Yeah, you're,
he's not going to go without the Ali mix.
Yeah, you're
on
a collaborator.
One.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That felt good.
Yeah.
Felt real good, you guys.
You're the DJ premier to my guru.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So we now know that a memorial service celebrating the lives of Lakers legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna will be held the morning of February 24th at Staples Center in Los Angeles. There is significance to the date. It reflects the basketball jersey worn by Kobe, number 24, and Gianna, number 2. Her jersey was retired by Harbor Day School in Corona Del Mar yesterday.
I don't know how to do this, but it's odd to do a service for both. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're, if you're celebrating Kobe and then you're like, oh, Gianna, you know what I mean? Like, she deserves her own,
but I think
sort
she,
of thing.
I think, well,
I know,
I mean,
they're tied together and all, but it just feels weird. No?
Well, I guess she wouldn't. She wouldn't, like, have a... I mean, Kobe's thing is going to be so massive.
Right.
He's going to be in the streets
and I'm saying,
for blocks. So I think it's, like, if they did one for just her, it would be much smaller, probably.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to have them all at once so that the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were going to come.
Yeah.
They haven't said how tickets are going to be dealt out. I would assume it would be a lot like the Michael Jackson memorial with a lottery type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that Jensen went to Michael Jackson's.
We did.
I won the lottery.
I won tickets and then I
went to Michael Jackson's.
Picked them up at Dodger Stadium. And then I went and sat near the guys from LMFAO at Michael Jackson's funeral. And
what
they were complete.
Happening?
And they were dressed as LMFAO at the funeral. And it was not like all black or anything, just like with the shutter shades.
It was just
stunner shades, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What made you go?
Great question.
You know, okay, so here's what happened. I win these tickets. I'm like, what is going on? You know, it's a long time ago. And I tweeted, oh, my God, I think I just won Michael Jackson tickets to his funeral. And I was kind of like dumbfounded. What is going on? And then the Associated Press wrote me and they were like, we'll pay you $750 to bring a flip cam in. And I was like, okay, sure. And
what?
So I brought a flip cam in.
I'm sure they said no phones.
No, they were. You could just have to be inside. They wouldn't let press in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, phones were totally fine. This is, you know, back in the flip cam days. But it wasn't like I snuck it in or anything. You were allowed to video or whatever.
Okay.
And then at the end of that, I just handed over my flip cam and they gave me $750.
Wow. How cheap is the AP?
Yeah. Back then, I was like, $750? I'll take it.
I'll
like
a what big was it, 99?
Up. It was, yeah, a long time ago.
Snitches get stitches.
Well, I mean, I don't think, no one
you're
really
a snitch.
Cared. All right.
Fair. You're like, why is this just an hour of LMFAO?
Yeah.
What is this footage?
You just hear me every couple minutes going, every day I'm shuffling. Just like in the background.
Just a complete creep.
Also, Corey Feldman was there and he was dressed exactly like Michael Jackson.
Sure.
To something
that like happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yikes.
It was
all
also
right.
Very sad and very touching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Well, I'm sure I'll have more on that when more details are given out. John Mulaney, guys, he's going to be back hosting SNL February 29th.
Yay!
That will make him the host of SNL in each of the last 3 seasons.
It's great.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, the guy went from basically nobody knew him to he was the head writer for SNL, but his comedy shows, God, words are so hard.
They are hard, yes.
His specials are just so well done, and he's so dang funny. I love him.
He
on
might
SNL.
Be the biggest stand-up right now, which is pretty cool.
I mean, calm down.
No, for reals.
Really?
Yeah, I think right now.
As far as selling tickets,
like,
you mean?
Right, well, just like as far as the buzz and how much tour. He could go anywhere he wants.
Yeah, true.
Just right now, he's very big.
If you haven't seen him, look him up. He's funny.
He is very funny. And a great special
Super
on Netflix
awkward,
right now.
But
yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He will be with David Byrne. That will be his musical guest. And then we've got Daniel Craig, who will host on March 7th, and The Weeknd will be his musical guest.
Great.
Excellent. I haven't watched SNL in a long time. We know that. But I did watch the Eddie Murphy
and it was
Weekend,
great.
And it was great. And I am all full up.
You're done.
That's it? That's enough for you?
That's all I needed. I'm all good. Right. I wet that whistle. Mm-hmm. And we're set.
Allie watched Eddie Murphy, so that's good for me, too.
Oh,
I don't like the Saturday Night Live. Not funny.
Really?
Uh-uh.
They have some funny bits, man.
Yeah.
I thought Adam Driver's episode was good. Mm-hmm. I love Adam Driver. He's so good. But yes, they are more missed than hit these days.
And I figure that everyone's going to post a really funny skit.
Yeah, you
so
can see
I
it
can
online.
That
does help. That does help.
Internet has made us so lazy.
Yes, it has.
It's just very true. But I'm not going to be lazy enough to sit and watch this. HBO Max is saying we're real close to landing all those friends back for that not reunion, not reboot.
What? I'm sorry, not?
No, it's neither of those things.
Okay.
It's an unscripted reunion special. It's 1 hour. And essentially, you think they're going to just kind of talk about Friends. What was it like to be on it? What were some of their memories? Maybe
that sounds
play
terrible.
Some clips?
Awful.
Well, at least they're getting paid well for it. The stars will be paid in the $3 million to $4 million range each.
For an
appearing
hour?
In the special for 1 hour.
This sounds like something that they had, and they were like, we need to do it, and then the Friends cast wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they just had to keep up
the
with their price.
The money just kept
finally, they
up.
Were like, look, we'll give you $3 or $4 million each.
Yeah. Well, this Friends unscripted reunion special will help launch the upcoming streaming platform HBO Max, where the Friends library is going to be one of the main attractions, as well it should be. They paid $425 million for the rights to the hugely popular sitcom. That's a huge chunk of change.
That's too big, some would say.
Yeah.
Kevin?
No. By the way, will this end it? Will this end it?
No.
No. It will only,
if it ends it, I'm happy.
It will only flare it back up because people will want the actual show on the air, not a director's commentary.
I don't think there's ever going to be another Friends. Like, they'll never reboot it.
Well, that's the problem, is you'll never catch that lightning in a bottle again.
No. And the creators have said as much. Like, it's never going to happen. We did it. We tied it up with a pretty little bow. Enjoy. You've got it now on HBO Max when that launches.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the chat will always be there, but...
Excellent.
It's never going to...
Hope the chat never goes away.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Well, good luck to us all. Hope we don't die from the coronavirus or flu or bronchitis or... Just walking down the street.
Read the studies.
It's what I've said for years. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Wes Borland, Eddie Izzard, James Spader, Chris Rock, and Ashton Kutcher. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and drive home today. Listen to...
We made it, Kevin.
We did.
As you die and pass out.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
Don't bogart that joint. My friend, pass it over to me.
Please drink responsibly.
Roll another one.
I hope he gets cancer.
Just like the other one.
What?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Sounds great.
And I need another hit.
You've worked so hard on... these things. You've worked so hard on the kidney. Very special. The kidney has a very special place in the heart.
What?
Huh?
Roll. Just like the other one.
You have to get him young.
Check.
And I don't have another
sense. So, Alan, why don't you start off by telling us what you love so much about these nuts?
Well, first question I would have would be why?
Just pass it around.
Wow!
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I have
in my eyes. You have to go now. You have to go. I'm casting you out. You have to go. Leave now. Leave now.
Okay.
Leave. Leave.
Stop it.
Leave.
Stop it.
Leave. Go now and don't ever come back.
I hated it, but I wasn't interested in it enough to listen to it again to find out why.
Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros.
Will you get out of here?
Bong, bong.
I can't get no respect.
This doesn't give you street cred.